Good morning. The date is May 27th, 2017. The time is 06:41 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside. I'm out back, actually on the back side of the back lawn here, just at the beginning of the cornfield. And we're just going through our checklist to do a morning flight here on the drone. And let's see, GPS is calibrated. I've got the location of the locator is on for the iPad mini, as well as the Wi-Fi connection between the iPad mini, which is my glass cockpit for the drone I'm flying, which is a Hubson 407 and X4 Star, sort of low-end version of a drone that I'm flying. I did a couple flights last night. They weren't really all that great. Had been on a weather hold the day before because of rain. And last night it was a little rain. Wasn't really rainy. The second flight I made, it started getting a little misty out. But the wind wasn't really cooperating. But it gives me a chance. I got a big open cornfield right now that they haven't started plowing yet. So I'm getting my feet grounded, in a sense, on how to fly this thing. And I've got over 30, this will be over 30 flights on this flight here. So let's go ahead and crank her up here and take off this morning. And are you sure you want to take off? Yes. And you can hear the drone taking off as it's climbing 1 meter, 1 meter five. And we're up at 2 meters, so that's about, or 1 meter five, so it's right in front of me here. And you can see on the in the audio art there a picture that I took of the drone flying back here. This is my main location where I take off, and we're going to go ahead and turn this thing around as I'm trying to hold my LG Ultimate phone doing this audio on the program formerly known as Audio Boo. Let's go ahead and yaw it around, and we'll get out in the cornfield, get a little altitude, and she's scooting out. She's up about 5 meters, 6 meters now. Oh, where's she going there? Come back here. I gotta watch this. The thing about the glass cockpit controls, you got to make sure you're sliding in the right direction of your sticks there, your virtual sticks, I guess. So, okay, there she goes. Okay, she's out about 30 meters, up about 10 meters. Let's go ahead and jack her up a little bit higher. Let's go up about 30 meters. And she's scooting up there. And I have about an 8-minute flight time on this. And usually what I've been doing on these flights, I'm yawning that a little bit. Let's see, we're going to go back this way. Oh, okay, that was the, I've got a low battery already here, so we're going to have to, let's return her to home. That's what I've been practicing in here, just hitting the return for home. So I just hit the return to home where it returns automatically, and she's scooting over. And GPS, we lined it up GPS, so she's flying right overhead. She's about 40 meters up, and now she's going to make her descent. And we're sort of, yeah, she's right overhead. So I got a picture of the Susquehanna River there. Let's scoot her over and we'll bring her down here a little bit. Okay, we're gonna bring her down. You probably hear her in the background. She's coming down now. Brought her back. So that's what I've been doing. I've been doing more or less the flight controls. Get used to the flight controls. So when I get a real, not that this isn't a real drone, it is a drone in a sense, but it's a toy version. Let's go ahead and scoot her back out. We're down to 32%, so I usually, when I get down to under 40% on the battery, I usually keep her close here about no more than 10, 15 meters out. And she automatically is going into her return to home here. So she's going to scoot over. She's looking. And that's one of the neat things about this toy-grade drone. It only cost me $100. It has GPS on board, and it has an automatic return to home where you start. And that's a really neat feature. So she's coming back down. returning to home. And she's hovering about, about 3 meters, 2 meters. She's coming in for a landing, returning to home. She's on the ground. And there's the first flight. So, not really 8 minutes, but probably about, I forgot to turn my clock on. It's about less than 5 minutes, but I still had 28% of battery left. So the first flight, that's what entails. I'm just practicing going out, coming back. My next rig is going to be another Hupson I'm looking at, but probably won't get it for at least a couple more months down the line, probably towards the end of summer maybe. If not, it'll be my this year Christmas present, I guess, to be flying next year. But the next rig will give me a flight time of about at least 20 minutes, and I'll be able to go out a little bit further. The max capacity of this Hupson 507 is about 100 meters up and 100 meters out. So I've got a big cornfield, like I said, out back here. And usually the morning flights are really, really nice. I enjoy the morning flights. I have a cup of coffee. Where's my coffee here? Let's have a cup of coffee. Turn the drone off so I don't... Okay, there we go. So that's what I've been doing here with the drone. I come out back here and get my flight time in. And I think I've got over 3 hours worth of flight time with about 30. This will be the 31st flight, I think. So I'm keeping track of my total flights as well as total flying hours. And where I'm at, it's an ideal location because it's about 15 to 18 acres that are out here in the diked-in area of the village, where three of the acres, well, actually two of the acres out back here I own, but I'm more on my neighbor's side of the cornfield here, where they've got the stalks all mowed down. And somebody just liked my thought for the day this morning in the Twitter feed. And I try and get a couple flights out, two flights in the morning here, drinking the coffee if I do get out here where it's nice. We got an overcast cloud coverage going right now, but that's not going to affect the drone flight because it's not going to get that high up. But it's nice and cool. It's nice and peaceful. I get to enjoy the coffee, have a little bit of flying here before going into the day job, which I'll be scooting out here in about the next 30 minutes. So this little Hupson 507, I'm glad I got the extra battery because you get two flights in, that's pretty good. You know, if I just had the one battery, it takes about almost 2 hours, a little over 2 hours to charge up one of the batteries. I usually try and get the two flights in and then charge the batteries up for the next day and whatnot. I think last week I ended up getting 6 flights in one day, I think it was last Tuesday. And actually the charging of the batteries, I use my my solar panels, the deep cell battery that I charge up solar. So this it's pretty neat, you know, when you're flying a drone and you know you're flying on the power of the sun. That's a pretty neat feeling and concept, I guess. So, but it's another way to enjoy the outdoors here, get out closer to the cornfield. And actually when I do the corn reports, I probably will have some YouTube footage of me flying over the early corn stalks that will be growing, the little seedlings that will be growing after they till the cornfield. So this is sort of like a pre-cornfield report out here this Saturday morning. So, and it is Memorial Day weekend here in the United States of America, and I want to say my heart goes out to all those that have served, those that continue to serve the country that I live in, the country that I love. And I hope everybody has a good weekend. So that's about all I have for this morning. You all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.